From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. officials say that a top Islamic State leader has been killed in Iraq. National Security Council spokesman Ned Price said that Fadhil Ahmad al-Hayali, also known as Haji Mutaz, was killed in an airstrike on August 18th while traveling near the Iraqi city of Mosul. An NSC statement identified al-Hayali as a member of the extremist group's Shura Council and the senior deputy to Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Max Abrams is a terrorism expert at Northeastern University. He says that so-called decapitation of terror groups is not always effective.
The very fact that we're not even sure whether the very top leadership of these groups has been killed, I think attests to the fact that the strategy really isn't all that effective.
This is not the first time that al-Hayali has been reported dead. Late last year, a senior Defense Department official said that he appeared to have been one of those killed in a strike by a U.S. drone in November and December. Worries about slowing economic growth in China, rising political uncertainty in Greece, and uncertainty about plans to raise U.S. interest rates caused investors to sell off stocks on Friday. Major U.S. indexes were down by 3% or more by the close. European stocks fell around 3%, and key Asian indexes were also off sharply. Concerns about faltering growth in China, the world's second-largest economy, also pushed down the prices for oil and other commodities, with crude costs falling below $40 per barrel for a while, a new six-year low. This is VOA News. North Korea is warning the South to stop broadcasting anti-North propaganda across the border through loudspeakers by Saturday or face what it called a strong military counteraction. The North Korea's deputy UN ambassador, An Myung-hun, told reporters in New York that the army does not make what he called empty talk.
If South Korea does not respond to our ultimatum, our military counteraction will be inevitable, and that counteraction will be very strong.
U.S. and South Korean troops have resumed joint military exercises after a highly unusual interruption. A Pentagon official said Friday the maneuvers were suspended this week after an exchange of artillery between North and South Korea along the western end of the border dividing the two countries. Assistant Defense Secretary David Shear said U.S. officials wanted to coordinate with the South Koreans after the shelling between the North and the South.
We are in close touch with our commanders and with our ROK ally, and the United States remains steadfast in its commitment to the defense of its allies and will continue to coordinate closely with the Republic of Korea.
Tensions grew earlier this month when South Korea accused the North of planting landmines that exploded near the border 2 weeks ago, wounding two South Korean soldiers. Macedonia has allowed a limited number of migrants to cross the border from Greece after riot police fired stun grenades at a crowd demanding entry. The would-be immigrants were stuck in a no-man's land on the border, apparently tried to surge across police lines early Friday, but police responded with stun grenades. A medical team from Doctors Without Borders reports that 10 people were injured, saying 4 needed to go to a hospital. Later, the Macedonian Interior Ministry said it would allow a limited number of what it called vulnerable migrants to enter the country. It did not say what the vulnerable categories were. 3 people were wounded when a gunman opened fire on a train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris Friday before the attacker was overpowered by 2 American military members. French officials say the gunman's motives are not known, but they say anti-terrorism police are leading the investigation. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said the suspect was arrested at a railroad station in the northern French town of Arras. Police have identified the man as a 26-year-old Moroccan and say he was armed with an automatic weapon and a knife. French media reports say the Americans who overpowered the attacker were U.S. Marines. U.S. military officials confirmed only that an American soldier had been wounded, but his injuries were not life-threatening. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.